Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to My Parents' House podcast. Today with us, we have me, Addison.
Me, Spencer.
Why do you sound like... And me, Keaton.
And then also joining us today, we have...
Emery Davis.
Hey, special guest, baby. Special guest.
Special guest.
It's talking about a whole bunch of stuff.
Wide array.
Not very wide, but
it's an array. I'll just call it.
It's a mixed spread.
It's multiple things.
It is a mixed spread.
So to start us off, we're going to talk about a few sponsors just very fast.
Yeah, very quick.
So our first one is Rao Bracelets on Instagram, RALBRACELETS, and that'll be down in the description below. So that's our only sponsor for today. Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate that. All right. So, getting into this podcast.
Yes, sir. Let's get right into the news.
Let's get right into the news, as Killer Keem would say. So we're going to start about some music. There's been some interesting little thing. Oh, God. I'm sorry. That was really loud. All right. So interesting things with music going on lately. Have y'all seen any of the new rap that has come out?
I have not, actually.
Please inform us, Keaton. Tell us.
I stick to the... To my classic playlist.
Stick to the... What's your classic playlist?
Oh, I have a playlist called Bofa. It's actually a public playlist, so if anybody... It's got 8 followers on Spotify.
Wait, what's
Bofa? Yeah, I'm confused.
It's got 8 followers on Spotify, and it's got a whole wide selection of all different kind of artists. It's got, like, J. Cole...
You said it was a rap, though.
I did say it was rap.
Oh.
I said I stick to my, like, classic rap playlist. I don't really listen to a lot of new rap.
And just like your music, Addison, the playlist, it's all right.
Yeah, it is. It's curated by me, yours truly, and one of my good friends, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he supposed to be on the podcast?
He's going to be on the podcast eventually. Okay. He had to go do some stuff today, so he was not able to join
us. A little future insight. And then I'll also talk about, at the end of the podcast... what the future holds and who we're also going to have
our plans for next week.
Our plans for next week.
Oh, yeah, this is a weekly podcast.
And our plans for the future, because we also found about the... Yeah, we also found about somebody else. You'll just have to stay and watch for the rest of the video. So, new song, rap, Young Thug, J. Cole, Travis Scott, The London... Has anybody heard that?
I heard a little bit of it.
I heard it beforehand.
Not gonna lie, not a big fan of Mr. Travis Scott.
T. Scott, yeah.
You know what? I dig it. I like the more like slow and methodical song.
It's not something that you bump with subs, I guess.
No, it's more of just a relaxing.
You know, I listened to it in second period the other day, Miss Yosef's class, and. Yeah, just kind of... Oh, I don't know what y'all are doing.
My sunburn is peeling really bad.
Too bad we don't have video for this one.
Yeah,
I just yeeted a piece of dead skin into God knows
where. It's really bad. It's so bad. I mean, it doesn't hurt anymore, but it's peeling so incredibly bad.
Yeah, we just decided not to do video for this one because...
we just don't really have the time to edit videos, honestly, right now. It's really tight. It's a really tight schedule for
me. I put
me
it together,
personally.
But it just looks bad. So, don't... iMovie, what can I say?
I'd like to think that there might be a video out for maybe the 4th or 5th episode.
I'd say that's about a good...
that's probably a good prediction, I would say, in... myself, but honestly, I have no idea. But we are gonna get an official logo soon.
So
it's gonna have.
I actually have one in the works. I forgot to tell y'all.
Is it that really bad one that you showed us earlier?
No, Gio's brother apparently does that type of stuff.
Like logos. And
like
stuff?
Like apparently didn't he? Did you hear about how his brother was like really good and he like is one of the top editors for the Call of Duty community or something?
Really?
70,000 views.
Does he do like logos?
Middle stabile. He does. He does like thumbnails for people and stuff.
Cool.
So.
Okay. Well if we can get one done, then. By all means, he can get one done.
I'm all for it. So, then now y'all know about that. All right.
Anyway, back to the music.
Back to the music. Yeah. Suge, DaBaby.
Oh God.
I love me some DaBaby.
I played that at the prom that I DJ'd the other night, and everyone went wild.
Of course they did.
It's just, I mean, I guess it's an alright song, but I wouldn't say
it's pretty good. I listen to it when I run. It's a good low.
I don't think that's a good running song. Yeah, I think that's a good hype song.
Like Spencer's song.
unforsaken song.
It's like a cursed image on Instagram.
It is. It's like, yeah.
No one wants to see it, but everyone knows it's there.
Yeah.
God, it's getting really bad back there.
Stop touching it.
Yeah, sorry. Stop touching your son.
This man is like just ripping off skin.
I'm just chilling.
Zip up your jacket all the way.
Okay, so we're going off the Rap Caviar playlist pretty much. And so Sanguine Paradise, right?
Is that what?
Sanguine?
Sanguine, yeah, Sanguine.
Something. It's Lil Uzi.
Do you know what Sanguine means?
No.
I looked it up. I don't remember what it was.
Well, let's just talk about the song.
Yeah. Okay, so it sounds pretty good. I actually really like it. I thought it was...
Maybe Throwing Money in a Spiral.
Yeah, that.
I like That's a Rack better.
Yeah, I also like That's a Rack better.
That's a Rack is quite an enjoyable song. Yeah,
and did y'all see him walk off Rolling Up?
I did. Okay, that mic drop was funny.
That was...
He just walked off.
Bye. Dude,
okay, yeah, he goes, all right, so he finished Eternal Take after releasing those four songs, like 420 in London and whatever, blah, 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 blah. So he released those, or allegedly released those, and like leaked them. And then, so he finally finished Eternal Take after, what, a year and a half?
Yep.
So he did that, and then he was on Rolling Loud, and he did his whole performance, goes through a whole bunch of songs, and just stops at this song.
Which song? Sanguine Paradise.
Yeah, so, and then he goes, hey, I finally finished the album, whatever. Y'all excited for the album? They go, yeah, woo, whatever. And then he goes, I didn't hear y'all. It's going to get louder or something. Yeah, woo. And then he's just like, okay, bye. And then drops the mic and walks on stage.
Everyone's just like, what just happened?
Yeah. Everyone in the crowd is just like, oh, all right, okay.
Well, I mean, that's his performance, I guess.
I guess.
What an exit.
Yeah, so.
I'm sure that artist at Rolling Loud are limited to a certain amount.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the top three songs for that. You also have, who is it? Oh, Cardi B.
Offset. Aren't they, like, married?
I don't know what's going on with them.
They have a kid.
Yeah.
I thought they, like, broke up.
Yeah, didn't they, like, because Offset was, like, cheating or something like that? Who even knows?
Who even cares?
I don't care.
They're worse than the Kardashians.
Honestly.
Cardi B is just god-awful human being.
So, what about... What is everyone's favorite genre of music? Because honestly,
country.
I'd like to shut up, Emery. Your opinion is invalid since you said that. You can
He's
just
the guest.
Sit there. No, he doesn't get to have an opinion on this because he just said country. He just invalidated every single thing.
I don't mind country.
I hate country. Country is the worst thing to spawn from the existence of this
planet.
But Addison,
do you dislike Old Town Roads?
That's a country song.
I don't dislike it. I just think it is very much overplayed. It is gone. It's super overplayed now. I liked it in the beginning. I really did. Don't get me wrong. And the remix was great. I thought that
you
was...
You like Billy Ray Cyrus?
I loved the Billy Ray Cyrus thing because I thought that was just like awesome. And I'm really proud of Lil Nas X for getting on the Billboard country.
Right.
Because
they
took
him off because they didn't consider
country. And then...
But he was top... Like number one.
Yeah, he's
for
still
like
number
so
one.
Many weeks.
I'm pretty sure he's still number one.
That guy went from nothing to just
to something.
Big baller.
Have you seen his SoundCloud? Literally, his description in SoundCloud is like, "Old Town Road is not my only song. Check out other songs here." just like all his other songs.
Great.
Just like he doesn't even have Old Town Road and like. Actually, I don't. Hold on, I'm looking that up. Y'all keep talking
about
that.
Yeah. So anyway, I just.
Country,
I know, but I don't like country because I hate. I just. I don't think that.
Well, country's gone down now.
It really has. Like, okay, I'm gonna say
the synth or whatever.
Well,
no.
Let me tell you when the downfall started.
Okay. Go ahead.
As soon as Taylor Swift started coming away from country and started doing more pop stuff.
I think you're right.
That's when all the country people were like,
we can make a lot of money from this.
We can do like hip hop country, like.
Yeah.
Like they can like mix it together.
But
then
I'm talking about
just...
straight country though. I'm not talking about like the mix.
Okay, so then that, yes. I do think. Okay, so there's a song, the Wagon Wheel song. That's a good one.
He's
that's
a
great
artist.
Song.
Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker's really good. And then I like bluegrass, like local bluegrass from North Carolina, because there's this band, the Avett Brothers, who have recently, a few years ago, started shifting into this weird alternative pop country. It's really weird. I don't like it, but their old stuff is some of my favorite stuff. I grew up with that stuff, and I don't think I love it. I love it. But
well, let me tell you. This may be a controversial opinion, but I love Luke Combs, and only for the fact. That? Have you ever heard the song "When It Rains, It Pours"?
When
It Rains,
yeah,
yes,
that song.
Why is that controversial then?
Because like a lot of his other stuff is garbage, but I just think that song is so funny and like catchy, and it's just like a nice song.
It is a nice song.
It's a wholesome song. It's a great song. It's just a man on the come up.
Yeah, exactly. I love that song.
It's awesome.
I do like country though.
You could really jam to some country
music.
I've been
listening to country because my speakers are broken, or my aux cord's broken in my car. But
yeah. Like, dude, Old Town Roads, great. Country Roads, great.
Country Roads.
That song may be overplayed too, but it doesn't matter. It's a classic.
Yeah, it is.
John Denver is a beautiful man, and anything he makes, I will listen to and say is good. It doesn't matter.
Honestly,
wait, is he dead?
I don't know. I don't know. Can we look that up on the?
Can we get a John Denver check?
Back to the Lil Nas X. The original Old Town Road is on his spotlight, SoundCloud. But the other one is not on his spotlight. If y'all know what that means,
it's like a little it's a landing page.
Okay, so what am I looking up?
John Denver.
Just type in the name John Denver. But honestly, I like to consider myself a good music guy. I have wide variety in
John
music.
Denver.
Yeah, I do think he died.
Yeah,
he died
a long time ago, October 12th, 1997.
What? Wow, I'm really a fake fan.
That was when my Jeep was made.
Yeah. Anyways, I think I have a pretty wide variety of like music. Likes and tastes and dislikes and stuff. So I think that if I had to single it down to a single genre, I think it would just be the genre of rock, because it has so many different subgenres that I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
So like indie rock, early like 60s rock, like 70s soft rock, Kiss, that kind of like
glam metal. You have a shrine to him.
I do have a shrine. A Kiss shrine up in my room.
You literally asked us to remake a song,
to do
a cover.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, Hard Luck Woman by Kiss. That's going to come out eventually.
Eventually.
So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to learn how to play the guitar again.
And I'm going to find a bass guitar and try and actually play.
Yeah.
First time in like 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine's been like sixth grade. Yeah, it's downstairs. It's collecting dust.
I know how to play the ukulele, if that counts.
Ukulele cover.
Yeah. So. Well, that's it for the music segment.
Literally no one else got to say anything but me.
Yeah. that's your music culture.
I got to do some stuff.
Everyone got to talk.
I said country. All right, so we're going to take a break for a little second. Y'all just wait here and we'll be back. All right, and we're back. So.
Next subject.
So, we had a little... We had a
little incident at our school.
A little altercation.
Yeah, a little altercation with the law.
On senior day.
Yeah, on senior
day.
During our talent show,
He got pulled out.
The reason why he got pulled out.
This is the reason why Emery's here. He is our first-hand account
witness. He's the eyewitness of this event. So, Emery, how about you take it away?
Okay.
Start explaining from the beginning.
So, it's probably about 9:20 during the day, during our rehearsal.
Yeah.
So, I'm sitting here. I'm just trying to graduate, right? And I see a girl come over to Quinteca. And
that's what we're going
to
call him. We're calling him Quinteca. If your name's Quinteca,
doesn't involve you.
Yeah.
So she
not his name.
So, she reaches over and she starts saying, "Give me my stuff back." They just start getting loud. Loud. And then he grabs her neck over the chair, just starts dragging her back and forth.
She gets
free, and apparently she had his chain on him, and she broke it when he really broke it, grabbing her neck. And so he starts saying, "You broke my chain, I'm gonna come beat you," and just going ham. No one sees this.
I did not hear this.
No one sees this. Yeah, in the front row, teachers on the podium, nothing. So he goes over, just does a quick jab at her, and then just walks away.
Does he hit her?
Yes.
Yeah. What happened? So
we already have assault and battery.
Yeah. What happened with the yearbook?
Oh, I totally missed that. Okay. So
that's a big part.
He wanted her yearbook, and she wouldn't give it to him. So she gave it to him finally, and then during this whole mess when he's throwing her neck, he just takes it. Yeets it across
the room. Was that the noise?
Yes. You heard that noise?
There was this huge bang in the middle of rehearsal. No one knew what happened. Everyone went silent. We were like, what is that noise?
It was a whole yearbook just smacked dead on the ground. You were right next to where the yearbook fell, too.
Really?
Yes. You were right next to Daniel Barber.
Daniel Barber.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So then what happened after that? Let's just go down the chain of events.
We see two teachers coming in from both rows, and they just say, come here. And then
that's during the talent show?
Yep. And then see them get up, and they take
it. So then I'll take it from here, because I got a little bit more knowledge on this.
Oh, no.
So, later on... Quinteca
is his name, remember?
Yeah. Yeah. This is his alias. We're going to use Quinteca. So, later on, maybe... What is this? Around... this is during...
Like, 11-ish.
Yeah, this is 11-ish. We're in the middle of our talent show. And by the way, I just want to say, everyone who participated in the Wakefield Talent Show, you guys did a great job. It was actually spectacular.
Really good. Shout out to Sam Vong. I love him.
His dance was amazing.
Oh my God, Sam is just so talented.
K-pop music. He started moving. It was great. Let me get back to those.
I also really enjoyed Kyle Harris's routine.
Oh yeah.
That was personally good.
He had everyone hype in the pit.
That was hype. I actually went in the pit. That was actually really hype.
Right. So then let me return to the story.
Okay, return.
So we're in the middle of the talent show, and we see a couple teachers come in, and we see them pull out two gentlemen into the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows why. No one really says anything. They're just like, maybe they were on their phones or being rowdy, whatever. So.
Well, can I pause you for a
sure.
second? So I see them going in there, and then I'm in the middle. I'm in the dead middle. And so I see him get up, because I saw him come in late. And so he sat down or something, and then he's getting pulled out. And I look over at Emery, and he goes, that's the dude. Like, I see him just go, that's the dude from earlier.
That's the guy. So, that's Quinteca.
So, yeah, that was all I saw. That's the only thing I saw.
So they get pulled out, and then everything continues as normal. But the end of the talent show comes, and everyone's like, all right. We have food waiting for us because they provided food for us.
We're supposed to be out of there by 12.
Yeah. So it's 12 o'clock, and then did we get an announcement?
There was an announcement after all because I tried to sneak out the side door so I could go get the food and then.
I was hungry and sweaty.
I was starving, and it was Moe's.
Yeah.
So,
it was gas.
It was gasoline. Then I tried to leave, and they the whole thing was closed. And then
all the doors were locked. Everything was closed.
Like, it was like Fort Knox.
They had like walls of teachers in front of the doors being like, you can't leave. And then our principal comes over the intercom, and he says that there was a situation and that we're going to have to, everyone's just going to remain in their classes.
He said there was pepper spray involved.
Yeah.
Because that's why they had to close the cafeteria.
Yeah, they said there was pepper spray and they had to air out the cafeteria. Yeah, it was just completely crazy. People were like, Why is pepper spray being deployed in the cafeteria?
In school!
Yeah, in school. During all the seniors were there. So who could it have been?
We're partying down.
Yeah, dude, we're having a great time. And so everyone's like, okay, that's really weird. What happened? And then this video starts to circulate. As, you know, things do in high school. It gets around real quick.
Of course.
And so in this video, you can see our resource officer pinning someone to the table... And on top of him,
there's four people involved.
It was the cop was on the table.
No, there was four people involved.
Quinteca was on top of the cop, and then the Mr. Cumming.
Yeah,
Mr.
Dude, Cumming. There was four people in the video.
No, there's only three.
No, I have the video.
Yeah,
there's a guy on the table. The officer is grabbing him. There's another guy on top of the officer, and then there is an administrator trying to pull that kid off. Because they pulled out two dudes, and both those dudes were in the video. And so
maybe
basically...
Maybe we saw, the beginning of the video.
Yeah. But basically what happened, and this is not 100%, accurate. I couldn't really tell you what the exact details are, but what I can see from the video and what, 100% of the school is saying...
Did you just say details?
No,
that would be really witty.
Shut up. Let me do my job. All right. So basically, what happened is they brought these two dudes out, and they started talking to Quinteca about what he had been doing to that girl that Emery mentioned earlier on in the day.
She is nameless.
Yeah, she is going to stay nameless.
I don't even know her name. Yeah,
and basically, at some point, Quinteca went for the officer's service pistol, and at that point, our resource officer deployed pepper spray, and I also heard some people say he deployed taser as well.
Really?
Yeah. Well, did you see him? He was barely keeping that guy down on the table. He had another dude on top of him.
I heard that, like, he reached for...
for the gun.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was during the fight.
I don't know.
Or...
no, I heard he was like, yeah, you're going to have to be under arrest, because I thought he had something on him.
Well, he probably did,
so,
honestly.
Because that's not, like, a rational action.
Yeah, smacking someone in the middle of a graduation rehearsal in front of, like, 500 people.
And so he was like, no, you're just not. And then that's how it, I don't know.
But anyways, it was a horrible situation. It spiraled out of control. And we ended up having to sit in there in this hot, stuffy auditorium with about 500 kids
for
an hour and a half.
It wasn't an hour and a half. The whole thing...
it was about an hour and a half.
It was, yeah, including, like, the whatever it's called.
Yeah, and when
we finally get out,
they have fans, all kinds of stuff in the cafeteria, and it smelled. It was not good. I didn't even go that way.
I don't think. We went through the side doors.
No, we went through the side doors, but when I was exiting the building after eating, I went out the back.
I didn't even turn.
No, nope. I went through, and they had, like, 8 or 9 like industrial fans.
Yikes.
And it smelled.
Because it's a cat. That's a place of eating.
Yeah,
bro.
It smelled awful. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, like, no. Well, all the seniors weren't there that next Friday. So.
Lunch had just gotten
out.
Yeah.
I was not.
and
I'm a good kid. I go on senior skip.
And we have it on reliable source
that
Quinteca is back in school.
Yes.
And we believe he's not facing any kind of criminal charges.
Which is ridiculous.
It's completely
insane. I don't know
why
that kid is not expelled. That should...
yeah, even if you're not going to, you know, press criminal charges since he is about to graduate, he needs to be expelled.
He does.
Or suspended until the end of the year.
He shouldn't be able to walk.
In our school.
Yeah. I think the girl definitely didn't press charges because she was afraid.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when you have situations like that.
I would be too, yeah.
If someone is ballsy enough to slap you in front of 500 people.
When I tell you he snapped, like, it was a snap. I was like,
whoa. What, like, he just, like, went off on her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's obviously probably not mentally stable because of maybe drugs or something going on otherwise. Because that's not a thing a sane person does. That's something a disturbed person does.
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole thing could have been avoided or taken care of outside of school. But, I mean...
well, if someone would have seen the initial events...
I wouldn't want something like... because that's just... I don't know.
Yeah. If someone
Think the girl deserves it. I don't think the kid should have done anything like that or whatever.
Well, here's the thing. If someone would have seen it...
yeah.
In the initial confrontation...
Three bigger dudes than him sitting right next to all of us.
Yeah, that's... yeah.
And they didn't do anything?
Should I name them?
No. We're not naming anyone.
Okay. We're not going to add anyone.
Yeah.
But yes.
No one did anything. And people
that's
definitely saw and heard.
Yeah.
But no one did anything. And that's the point. If you see something like that happening, even if you don't want to get directly involved, like, you need to do something.
Tell someone.
Not like a... nah.
You should have told someone.
No. I do not want that in my life.
Well,
I mean, I don't want to have to be worried about that.
I mean, I can feel... I understand
Dude,
that.
The
but
reason people like that are able to do things like that is because
is
people
because
are
people
afraid of them.
Yeah,
because
people don't do anything.
This is America.
Yeah. Okay, don't go into song. Stop. This is not a Disney musical. I'm trying to talk about something serious here.
I'm sorry.
But what I was trying to get at is, people like that have power because people fear them.
Yeah.
But when people stop fearing them, they lose their power.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a situation like that, even if you don't want to get directly involved because, you know, you're scared that person is huge and going to, you know, wring your neck, you don't have to get directly involved. There's people that you can talk to and be like, hey, I saw something really messed up happen. You need to go take care of this.
Yeah.
And even if it ends up being nothing, you're better safe than sorry.
Exactly.
So
good job.
That's all the information that we have on that.
Spencer.
Yeah. Words of wisdom. Hopefully everyone can take a little bit out of
everyone
what
can
I just
learn
said.
From that type of situation.
Yeah, so let's just segue right into the next thing.
Okay, so if y'all heard, there was a little break in the audio that current second. I don't know if our person of interest wants to really talk about this very much.
It's whatever.
Okay. So,
I pretty much got fired.
During the podcast.
Literally, as we're recording the podcast.
He gets a call from his boss.
My boss, my direct, she's not even my, okay.
This person.
She's not
an individual boss, will remain nameless, and company that will remain nameless. But if you know Addison, you know what we're talking about.
So. I didn't get exactly fired, more as I got put on a list of people.
You got put on the bench.
I got put on the bench. I'm pretty much a
you're
bench
playing right field. So
yeah. So there's about 8 days of
right field's
my work left.
They told themselves that.
Past the age of 14, right field's important. Okay, sorry. Complete side conversation.
The last day of that I would be working would be next Friday, and I got a call while we were recording the podcast from my director saying, oh, we're perfectly staffed. You are going to be a bench warmer for the rest of the year. And
you're relieved of your position.
And I didn't know what to say. So I just said, okay. And then I hung up the phone because I'm not, I just, that place, I don't want
to.
The place I'm referring to, I don't want to be really narcissistic or anything here, but I would say, and I'm sure a few of the people that I work with would say, and my site coordinator would say, if that probably gave it away,
would
say that I'm one of the best workers there, and I've been recommended for Worker of the Month twice, and I won Worker of the Month twice.
He's dedicated, people, so if you have a job opening, hire him. or you can donate in the link in the description.
Oh, and that's that.
That's all right, keep going.
I see no reason as to why this would be happening right now, other than the fact that she just doesn't like me. Because this kind of stuff has been happening for a long time. And I'm honestly sick of it. So I don't know if I'm going to be returning to that place of work next year. Especially
under her. I think that's a hard no.
Under her
supervision.
Supervision, yeah. But I just find that to be utterly ridiculous. But yeah, that's just what happened, so.
Yeah, a nice little tidbit of personal information.
Nice little end to it.
So why don't you guide us to our last topic?
A nice little negative end. Our link to donate will be in the bottom. And this has been
My Parents' House Podcast. Hey. Thank you for joining us.
And in and out, baby.
Adios.
All right, we're done. Good job. Cool. All right, sweet. Cool.
How long is that? Like 30-some?
Now it's 30 minutes.
Now it's exactly 30
minutes. Right now.